Russian disinformation tactics. And what themes this election cycle is that Joe Biden is too old to lead. And so everyone is seizing upon this.
It is a classic
disinformation tactic. And I think the best thing that we can do is to prepare the American people for this false narrative.
They are so angry that true narratives that you can see in front of your face are stopping their gaslighting. So they turn around and tell us that we're disinformation.
Your choice is the 81-year-old or the potential criminal. Your 81-year-old or the bigot. 81-year-old or the racist.
In terms of
81-year-old or the fascist.
Myself and 11 others, Louis Faircon, Laura Loomer, Gavin McGinnis, Paul Joseph Watson.
Facebook literally posted an update to its community standards policy saying it's acceptable to incite violence against me. Yes, really. Do not post threats that could lead to death and other forms of high severity violence of any targets where threat is defined as any of the following: statements of intent to commit high severity violence or calls for high severity violence. Unless the target is an organization or individual covered in the dangerous individuals and organizations policy. That's me. So in other words, Facebook just informed its 2 billion users that it's acceptable to post statements of intent of high severity violence against me.
We're listed as dangerous persons. They actually put out a policy saying you're allowed to call for violence against these 12 people. But they said that I was being banned to a new level where you're allowed to call for violence against me. Not just that you're shut down, but people can then organize against you physically. And they listed why. They said Jones has put out the disinformation that Biden has had multiple strokes and is in serious cognitive decline. Well, Joe Biden has had multiple strokes and aneurysms in his brainstem, which, by the way, kills most people. That's why there's videos of him, multiple speeches. I had my brain out on the table.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Anyway, they had to take the top of my head off a couple times, see if I had a brain.
With the thoughts you'd be thinking, you could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain.
Hierarchy, we have a president, we have a vice president. President of the United States refuses to meet with the sheriff. He also refuses to meet with the police chiefs of the United States. We were also told by Mr. Ray, the FBI director, that there are more red flags going off now than before 9/11.
And I saw him go in a month period from doddering some and having some cognitive problems. I mean, I'd say on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, 10 being a vegetable, he was like a 2. It wasn't that bad, but you could tell he was declining. And then right around that time, 4.5 years ago, it was pretty early in the campaign, he just suddenly was bubbling and babbling and couldn't talk. And I said, it's clear that he just had some type of new event. I don't know what it is, but he's declined a lot.
For the first time, I didn't watch a man slur his words a little bit or forget his surroundings momentarily. I watched a man completely void of all awareness, a man not present at all in mind, a man who desperately needs help and care. He should have been helped to walk away months, if not years ago. There is no shame in being unwell. Zero. It's not that he's old. I know people far older who are sharp as tacks. It's not his age. He is unwell. He can't control it. It's sad. Many of us have seen our own loved ones go through similar things. It is just cruel to continue propping him up and putting him in places he does not belong. There is no way in hell Joe Biden is running America. No way. Which raises a question, who is?
They went, oh, no, he's beautiful, he's masterful, no one's smarter, he's the best. And if you say he's obviously got cognitive issues, the beginning of onset of dementia, which is now deep into dementia, you are going to be censored and we're allowed to call for violence against you. I have a right to say I think he's an idiot and can't speak. But I was right.
And a man arises, not by his own power, but by the power of God to speak the truth. Then all of these become the enemy of deceit if it's used properly. And all of these can be turned against.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Getting funky.
It's the American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser.
Have some funk in here. I think it's the D. Funky D.
Welcome back to the American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser, taking calls and breaking balls, snapping necks and cashing checks. Let's go to Mr. Process in Wisconsin. Mr. Process, what is on your mind, sir?
Hey, Mr. Chase Geyser, how you doing this morning?
Doing good. What's up, man?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about, it's kind of a crucial phone call, because I think we should kind of change topics.
Okay.
And focus on giving Trump ammunition for tomorrow's debate. Questions, okay. Things he can say, you know, because it's amazing that he's knowingly walking into this trap, pretty ballsy. It's like a face-off.
Yes.
You know, and,
obviously, they think they've laid some sort of a trap. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, yeah. And he knows he's going in, which is like, you know, good on him. Shows courage, like, you know, like all the J6ers, they knew the possibility of something going on. But anyway, I have some ideas, some questions he could ask, you know, because in a debate, you can also ask your opponent questions. It's not just the moderators asking questions.
Right. They should ask him to count down from 100. Without making a mistake.
Yeah, or you know, try to maintain cognitive ability for 5 seconds.
Can you imagine? 99. You make a mistake in the first 10.
I got 7 ideas. I don't know about other
7
callers,
okay.
But first one is, should abortions be allowed up to 9 months? I'd like to hear Joe Biden's response for that. Should magazines be restricted to government-mandated size? At what age should trans surgery be allowed? Who has killed more children in Gaza and how many? Does the government have the right to mandate or force vaccination? Why are things like orange juice, meat, and pistachios so expensive? And should news organizations be held accountable if they lie, like InfoWars and Sandy Hook or the MSN and the COVID vaccine being safe and effective and delicious?
Those are all great, great questions.
What
I think you should
what
ask him if he took a shower with Ashley Biden when she was underage.
Yeah, I'm worried if he goes too sharp, though. You know, you could also ask him if he's done cocaine before or if he drinks child's blood. But if he goes too aggressive, I think they'll just, like, cancel out the debate. You know, I think Joe Biden right now.
I was just going to ask, will it even bother you? I don't even care if he's done cocaine before. I'm more perturbed at the, you know, showering with his daughter.
Yeah, well. You know, I
wish he was doing cocaine. Maybe he'd be able to put a sentence together.
Yeah, but like the problem is, like, you can see how I think he's done cocaine already, like Hunter, you know, like father, like son, the apple doesn't far too fall from the tree.
Yeah.
But like you can see now how that has an effect later on in life. You know, all the drugs are contaminated. I think they do occult rituals for the drug. Even marijuana, you know, you smoke the female plant and it's making everyone gay. It's like Soma from 1984, you know, and destroys willpower and, you know, a lot of problems with that. So I think, you know, he's being like fed intravenously, you know, young blood to kind of amp him up. You know, they've done studies before
with adrenochrome stuff.
Well, there's adrenochrome, which they use to get high, but like they've already proven in lab experiments with mice, they like take the limbs from young mice and sew them on and connect the arteries and veins to old mice, and they age backwards.
Unage. Yeah, I've heard about these studies. It's fascinating.
Yeah, so that's why all these people are losing limbs.
They need to sew the limbs of young children onto Joe Biden.
Yeah, he's some sort of octopus creature.
Mr. Process, that's a great call. Those are all those seven comments that you made about questions that Trump could ask, I think would all be very challenging for Biden to answer. BS Assassin, what's on your mind?
Oh, man, now I got an image of Joe Biden with baby legs, baby arms on him, like letting them grow in, like Deadpool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, all right, on a serious note, everybody, this is a public service announcement. August 5th at 12 o'clock, there is a legislative meeting in Nassau County, which I will be attending. And our main mission, right? Don't be distracted with the smokescreen Joe Biden, because he's doing a lovely job as a smokescreen. They want to divert attention to him so that we forget about the genocide that has been perpetrated upon us, all right? So yes. Our number one mission, InfoWarriors, go down to your legislative office, find out when your next meeting is, and we got to get the mRNA shots off the shelf immediately. That's number one. And number two, who made the decision that tried and proven medicine no longer works to treat a lung infection? Who made that decision? Who authorized deadly drugs that can't get past animal testing? The remdesivir, the monoclonal antibodies, the ventilator for inflamed lungs, right?
We had Trump, the ventilator
had
killed
Cuomo
so many.
About it.
And they just pretended it never happened. They just stopped doing it and pretended it never happened.
So don't be distracted with this debate, everybody. You got to go down. All of us have to go down to our legislators. We got to get the mRNA off the shelf, and we got to whoever came out with this protocol of death, right? Don't forget about Dr. Atlas, who was the coronavirus czar. What he told the American people before he got kicked out was to resist. That was his remedy for this. Could you imagine that? They had a coronavirus czar, an actual good guy, right? And his remedy for this was to resist. That was his remedy for this, all right? Anthony Fauci got an award from Donald Trump, right? So listen, guys, we're not going to vote our way out of this. They're all in on it, okay? So if you thought last time was bad when Trump got in with the cities burning, with the poison death shots, with the mask on your kids, I don't see how this guy was the best president. I don't know. I'm very confused. I must be stupid. You know what I mean?
No, but they're all working together, everybody. You're not stupid. I would never call you stupid, BS Assassin. I mean, I understand your criticisms of Trump. And I agree somewhat. I think he was bamboozled, though, more than malicious. That's my only issue with the and it's just the fact that all of the world's supervillains hate him so much. If he was in on it, they wouldn't hate him so much. What do you think, BS?
Well, I think that's a bunch of BS. I think you got to control every aspect of us. You know what I mean? You got to hold the American people at bay. Like, oh, this guy's fighting for you. Then he's rolling out death shots.
So you think that the opposition to Trump is just part of an act? Is that what you're saying?
Without a doubt. I mean, you have to be severely mentally compromised not to see that at this point.
I am severely mentally compromised. I just said nice things about you. You said maybe I'm just stupid. I said you're not stupid, and then you call me mentally compromised.
I wasn't corrupt and part of the show. You know what I mean? I mean, if you're a smart guy and you're still perpetrating this lie that Trump is some savior, then you're probably in on it. But I love everybody anyway. You know what I mean? But the main thing, everyone, we got to get the MR. If we do not get this stuff off the shelf, and if we do not have accountability for a protocol of death for a lung infection, and the future generations of this country.
Let me ask you about this, BS. What do you think about the new reports about the dengue fever and the bird flu?
It's just BS, man. Every illness is bacteria, poison, toxins. It's from the environment. It's you know what I mean? It's all BS, man. God didn't make us with viruses. When they speak to us, the word virus in Latin means poison. All right. So from the time of the bubonic plague, they had people. They were poisoning people. That's what they do.
Came out with a vaccine for the bubonic plague, even though it doesn't exist anymore, I bet you millions of people would administer it to their 6-month-old babies.
A lot of people would, man, and it's unfortunate because people, when you're spiritually connected to God, you don't fall for this stuff, and that's why they destroy our religion with the pedophiles who infiltrate the church and they pull people away from the spirituality. We don't congregate anymore. We're not. That's another thing. We got to form churches. If we build, people are dying for a good church where a regular father goes up there and he gives the sermon. No more priest class. No more wearing funny robes and bowing down to some weirdo that got moved around to 100 different parishes and molested how God knows how many kids. No more of that. A guy like you with a family goes up there he gives the sermon. You know what I mean? A mother goes up there and gives the sermon. This is how church should be. This is how church is supposed to be. You know what I mean? And we'll have boxing there. We'll have MMA there. We'll have real stuff there where the kids are learning self-defense. We'll have a shooting range at our church. You know what I mean? That's what church
should
be.
You should start a church. I would join your religion.
100%. 100%. No, but it's not a religion. It's just following Christ. This is what Christ wants us to do. You know what I mean? We should all be congregating together, and our main mission is when evil arises, we all come together and we take care of it right away. That's all we should be doing. Every Sunday we go there, we punch each other in the face, we talk about God, we teach our kids good things, we shoot guns, you know what I mean? And then when evil wants to raise its little ugly, decrepit head, we go handle it like men. You know what I mean? That's what we should be doing in this
country. Great call, BS. I appreciate it. Michael in New Mexico. Michael, what's on your mind?
Hey, thank you. First, I want to respond somewhat to the last caller.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the right is so suspicious of its own as opposed to the left that if we start saying everybody's a shill, how are we ever going to come together and win at anything? You know, for sure, some people could be. But that's not going to lead us to win. I think I have a good point about how Trump could win over the left, like many leftist votes.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, not those that have Trump derangement syndrome. And I'm not sure how to do this in policy, if some of it kind of going to give away the idea somewhat, but if some of it can be pardoned, or some of it is him putting pressure on attorney generals. But there's been the right that's been primarily the party of law and order. And what ultimately makes the left against that and feel somehow bad about that is that many of them feel like disenfranchised.
Criminals hate law and order.
Some of them... great point. But my point is there's people sitting in jail for like marijuana, whereas the pedophiles that got caught by the legal justice system are
let go,
walking the street.
Yeah, or the illegal migrants that are coming over here with a rap sheet of rape and murder are being allowed to just walk around among us.
Exactly. And Trump may be going to jail. So Joe Biden's for sure going to try to use that against them, just like Republicans tried to use things against them during the debate in Hillary, like the primary ones in 2016. And Hillary Clinton tried to like nail him on I do forget the whole talk, but so this goes quick. Where it's like Trump brought up that he paid for the different Republicans as a donor.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hillary Clinton tried to nail him on like taxes, and he was like, yeah, of course.
Right. He doubled down.
You know, and gave
but who wants to pay more taxes? And
yeah,
Mike Pence, and, I mean, as much as I hate Mike Pence, he murdered in that debate with Tim Kaine, where Tim Kaine's like, you've used every single tax loophole possible. And Mike Pence is like, of course, he wants to pay more taxes, despite the fact that he was an evil bastard. I mean, it was a good moment in a debate. But, you know, I think you're right. I think it's very easy for us to get distracted, too, when we think about donors. Donors are obviously a major variable in terms of political corruption. But you have to keep in mind that our politicians are no longer leveraged mostly by their donors. They're mostly leveraged once they're in office by their own ability to invest in companies and then spend federal dollars to ensure that those companies increase in value. So it's the legalized insider trading that amounts to much more money personally for the politicians than the donor class. Donors give a ton of money, but the politicians can't really make money directly off of the donors. The donors can help them get elected and they can use that money for their campaigns, but you can't legally pocket the money from your donors. The best way to do that is by coming out with a book, for example, and then having your campaign or a political party purchase tens of thousands of copies of that book, then you can get some kickback on the donor money. But the real money for our political class is in the Boeings and the other Fortune 500 publicly traded companies that the political class can personally invest in and then pass legislation to ensure that those companies get hyper-funded, go up in value, and then sell those stocks. That's how they make money. That's why the NVIDIAs blow up and Nancy Pelosi's going and speaking in Taiwan to NVIDIA. It's because she's personally invested to the tunes of over $5 million that she's made, I believe, in the last 24 months alone or 12 months alone her NVIDIA investment. So, Michael, that's a great call. Thank you for all your thoughts. I want to move on to William in Arkansas because we have the board with a lot of names on it today. I want to get to everybody. William, what's on your mind?
It was an honor to be part of your 30-year toast. I was the last caller. I got one up on all Info Warriors. That was pretty cool.
Yes.
You went to a break and came back, and I was a caller and got to speak a minute or so. But regardless of all that, this deal with the service with the women and these compulsory shots.
Yes.
For one, I want to state everybody's waiting on God to fix everything. No, God gave us free will. Creation has free will. You're not going to come in and save this mess, right? It's a big fat joke. There was a lot of prayers in every concentration camp thinking that, oh, God will save us, God will save us. Yeah, right. And he saved you all right. Call the American military and the Russian military and everybody else to stop killing. It's ridiculous. I don't want these ladies and or women. Let's go back to females, and let's basically males and females. Ovaries don't make a lady any more than testicles make a man. No, let's look at our nation. There's a lot of people out there who want to call themselves men, but they're certainly not stepping up to the plate.
Yes.
If you want to look at Peshmerga and all these young teenage girls that for the last 20 years, you know, look at the Kurdish, you know, these young teenage girls fighting off real battles for a long time. Why? Because our failure as a culture to reel in the injustice of our managers of our institution. I don't want to call them leaders. They are elected managers of our institution of government. The only thing democratic about our government is the electoral process. It is a constitutional republic that we choose our managers through an electoral process. Right? Mm-hmm. I kind of got in trouble a few years back for stating this, that, you know, what I said, that there's a lot of men I don't want in my foxhole. I got 23 years in the service. Doesn't make me a hero. I, you know, escaped through the cracks of not getting sent into a combat situation. A lot of it, attitude, placement, cross-training into other things, timely manners. I have been mobilized 7 different times. I've been in 3 different military uniforms and served with all branches. I've learned a great deal. I would ask all these so-called benevolent leaders from West Point or any other institution, where are the WMDs? If you look real close under the grassy knoll, I think you'll see them right there. They're covered up under depleted uranium rounds right next to a laptop. But what do I know? You know, maybe you can send some soldiers in there to get those things and jack them up with some anthrax and, you know, injections to keep them well from the depleted uranium. Mm-hmm. So there's your status of men, both in and out of the military. I'm for compulsory service on a national status on a constant level, not 2-3 years. A nation has always got something going on, a storm, a fire, you know, an injustice.
Nations that have compulsory service seem to do better. And what is it? Switzerland, right? Switzerland has compulsory service for a couple of years, and they haven't been at war in forever. So I'm inclined to think of that too. The only issue I have with compulsory service is obviously I believe in consent and free will and the individual having the right to choose. I think it should be tied directly to education. So William, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. The responsibility is a good point. Let's go to Jacob in Oregon, because Jacob also has something that he wants to say about the draft of women. Go ahead, Jacob.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
God bless you guys. I'm doing great. Just starting work today. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about the conscription of the women. That to me is just sickening on its face, because, you know, you look at what you have, right? Look at everything you've worked for. Look at everything you've achieved in life. And what is the most absolute valuable thing in your life? our children, right?
Yep, and you got to have women to have children. One man can impregnate 100 right. women, but one woman can only have so many babies. That's why they're more
exactly,
precious. That's
exactly.
the logic.
So, yeah, and I think it's just another piece of weaponry in this multifaceted attack on
humanity.
Us having children.
Yes. They're literally an attack on humanity itself.
Exactly, yeah. And, I mean, we, you know, it's just, it's sickening to me. And, I mean, while we're on the subject of World War III, I mean, we look at how fragile our infrastructure is as a country,
mm-hmm.
right? It's notorious for that. So, you know, I implore anybody who can actually manage to do this, anybody has a water table that's high enough to do it, get yourself a driven well. They're super cheap to make. You drive a pipe down into the ground and get a hand pump, because if the power goes out, how are you going to get water? I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, it's all about the most powerful person has the water. And I'm not talking about being a powerful person. I'm talking about having the power to be an individual, being able to not have to rely on others. You know, and if you have people in your community that don't have that ability, well, then you have that ability to help them.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and
I'm glad you brought that up, because it reminds me of a couple of the products that we sell in the store. I'm not trying to convert what you say into a plug, but it's so relevant.
Hey,
But if you're going to drive your well,
I would.
Alexa Pure Water Filter. I don't know if you have one yet, Jacob. Have you gotten an Alexa Pure Water Filter yet?
That's exactly where I was going. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But
sure.
I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure. I was actually, that's half the reason I called, was to segue into that.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and the thing is, too, like everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. It's like the cheapest way to get all of your nutrients every day. But then if they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food, my thinking is like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
Exactly. Well, you mean you take into consideration the driven well. They're usually about 35 feet deep, you know, just to, you know, for the ease of access and everything. Well, you have potential for bacteria and chemicals leaching into the groundwater from that distance. And so, I mean, the best source is your gravity-fed filter, something that doesn't rely on a high amount of water pressure like my system, actually, you know?
Absolutely.
And yeah, I mean, it's super important.
Well, thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food in case of an emergency, but also because it's less expensive and better for you than the vast majority of groceries that you can get out there. And get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Stick with us, folks. We are going to get into more calls. I see Ken, Trace, David, Alan, John, Tyler, Jay, Leslie on the line. So stay tuned for the next 4 minutes as we go to break. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air, and we'll get to your calls on the other side.
I don't see a big solution other than some sort of mandatory vaccination. I know federal officials don't like to use that term.
Once people feel empowered and protected legally, you're going to have schools, universities, and colleges are going to say, you want to come to this college, buddy? You're going to get vaccinated. Lady, you're going to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Big corporations like Amazon and Facebook and all of those others are going to say, you want to work for us? You get vaccinated. And it's been proven that when you make it difficult for people in their lives, they lose their ideological bullshit and they get vaccinated.
So he's talking about making things more difficult. you know, if you want to get into college, if you want to do anything, right, you just get vaxxed and you can do whatever you want. Now, let's apply that to the economy and what we've talked about numerous times about central bank digital currency. If you want Social Security, well, you better have their digital system with the FedNow app or whatever, right? It's like, how many people are going to say, I don't know about this. Maybe it's the mark of the beast. Maybe it is intrusion on my bank account. Maybe it's this.
But I need my paycheck.
But I need my paycheck, right? You make it really, really difficult to say no, and you're going to have a lot of the population that complies. Just like with pandemics, just like with the economy, just like with the banks. And so this is the world that we're entering into. But if you're an investor, your goal should be to buy low, sell high, maximize your profits. And that's what we do. And we'll hold your hand through the economy. We'll let you know when it's time to buy, sell, reallocate, do whatever needs to be done. So you don't have to watch those like a hawk. And so, because we do. And now you can do that with an IRA. You can do that with a non-IRA. You can do that with your cash accounts, brokerage accounts. You can take delivery of it at home, or you can have it stored. So many options. And we can't use a cookie cutter approach, Alex, because everybody's different. Everybody has a different need. Is it growth or is it income? Are you close to retirement? Are you young? And that's why we spend so much time educating our clients.
And it's simple. Boom. They call, they get a consultation, they talk to you, and you guys want a long-term relationship. And then, boom, you deliver it to them or to a repository where they want to have this stored. It's so simple. You're the place to go. Everybody should give you guys a call or send an email right now at kepm.com/go with your name and number, your info, when you want to talk to them, what the best times are, kepm.com/go. Send them the email. But even better than that, call, leave your number, give them your number, make the connection. Don't wait. I mean, it's such a simple move to make, and I only promote what I really feel good about. kepm.com/gold or call 720-605-3900.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Listening to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser, your host this morning. Owen Schroyer is out today, so Harrison Smith will be hosting the War Room this afternoon. Alex Jones scheduled for the regular show at 11 a.m. Central, The Alex Jones Show, hosted by the very famous legend himself, Alex Jones. We are going to be going to calls for the remainder of the show. Ken in Mississippi, you are up next. Ken, what is on your mind?
Hold good on. Morning, there Chase. Go. Good morning, Chase. This is the first time that you and I have ever actually had the opportunity to speak, so it's an honor and a privilege to do that. Well, I wanted to let you know that your statement this morning about a small minority versus a large majority, that is so on point, and I put it on all my social media. And I even wrote it down on the bulletin board at the church that I work at. And I'm also a member there. So
awesome.
We're going to get that out there and see if we can get some minds going. But listen, the reason for my call is I feel like I understand the actual reason why everything is what it is as far as the evils of this world and always has been. If you go into scripture, you know, obviously in Job, we learned that Satan had to ask permission from God to do anything to Job.
Yes.
But outside of that, when you look at the book of Luke in the fourth chapter, when Jesus is tempted, that third and final time that he was tempted, I believe it was the third time, it might have been the second, but he was taken to a high place and he was shown all the kingdoms of the world, all their glory and all their splendor. And Satan said to Jesus, "This is mine. It has been given to me. I have authority over it, and I can do what I want to with it. And I will give it to you if you fall down and worship me." Now, we know that Jesus rebuked him with the first of the Ten Commandments, worship the Lord your God only. But what did Jesus not say? Jesus did not say, "Hey, hold on, wait a minute. What do you mean this world is yours?"
Mm.
No.
He conceded that the world was Satan's. That, the worldly things were evil.
Exactly. So operating with that mindset combined with, you know, the scripture from 1 Peter, your enemy lurks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may destroy. It gives you the mindset that we got to fight against everything. We live in the world, but we do not partake or live of the world.
Yes. Well, and the other thing I want to mention to you, Ken, and I want to get your feedback on this, is if you go back all the way to Genesis and you look at the story of the fall of man and the fruit from the tree of knowledge, everybody thinks it's an apple. It doesn't even actually say in the Bible it's an apple. So a lot of scholars think it was probably a fig, because technically the Garden of Eden was between the Tigris and Euphrates and the Fertile Crescent. So it probably wasn't an apple, but it was a fruit from the tree of knowledge. Satan, the snake, could not force Adam and Eve to eat of the tree of knowledge. He had to convince them. They had to consent by their own will. So Satan is not something that possesses you and hijacks your will. It is something that manipulates you and deceives you into giving over your will. That is our power over evil. It is our will as individuals, as Americans, as Christians, whatever you want to classify us as. It is our will that is our power. It is our will that can save us from evil. What are your thoughts on that?
So going back to my church, I have a very godly preacher, and you know, just to answer that and expand on it, I'll use something that he says.
Okay.
We are all born with at least a small amount of the Holy Spirit in us.
Amen.
Through our own free will, we chase after God and we chase after the Holy Spirit to put more of it inside of us. Or we go to the other side. If we go to the other side and we're constantly using our free will to go against what is righteous in the name of God and to reject that Holy Spirit, he puts it in a phrase such as quenching a fire. Mm-hmm. We are quenching a fire of the Holy Spirit inside of us to the point where it's not even embers anymore. And at that point, our will is now controlled by Satan. It's not that it's not that we have lost our free will, but we are no longer connected through habitual sin, through putting the Holy Spirit and everything righteous behind
us. Sinning is like credit card debt. Sinning is like credit card debt. The more you do it, the harder it is to dig yourself out.
Absolutely.
Good stuff, Ken. Thank you for your call. Trace in New Jersey. Trace, what is on your mind?
How's it going, Chase? This is my first time speaking to you, and I'm very happy for that. I've spoken to Alex, David Knight, and my boy Owen Schroyer. But I'm calling today because I had some horrible, horrible nightmares over the last couple of weeks about the state of the world. And it's like with Russia and Ukraine, a lot of people, I know a lot of us InfoWarriors know that this war has not started. It didn't start 2 years ago. It's been going on since 2014. I was in the Army.
Well, it's really been going on since the beginning of time. I mean, it's the battle between good and evil.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that is one of the things I wanted to progress into. Is like, people don't see that this is actually in the Bible. Like,
yes.
This was going to happen. This is what Satan was pushing for. And he's trying his hardest to get everybody on the smallest level, and they don't even notice it. They don't notice it in their own food and water, that he's tweaking things to make you feel like you're a complete idiot when you're not. If you just go ahead and you say, "I reject this," you ask God, you ask Jesus to help you reject the evil.
Mm-hmm.
The evil itself cannot do us harm.
Yeah.
So with all of this craziness with Israel and
the rest of the Middle East and Ukraine and Russia, if people reject it, if we literally all together start praying and speaking to our local leaders saying, hey, you guys got to stop doing something. You guys got to do something about this. Excuse me. Because this is foolishness. What road are we going down? I'll tell you what road we're going down. Death, destruction, hell. Mm-hmm. We don't need that. Everybody has children. I'm 34 years old. We're about the same age. I've got a 15-year-old son. I want to make sure that he gets to my age.
Yes.
And the only thing I can think of doing now, like God has put it on my heart. He said, son, you know what you have to do. So I am going to be running for local office here in my area. And it may seem like not much of anything, but it is to get our roads fixed, to have our water cleaned up, to make sure that the people in my community are able to help themselves. It may not seem like much when you're on that scale opposed to what's happening geopolitically, but it is. That little tiny thing. What was at the bottom of Pandora's box? Hope. Mm. Keep hope alive. The way we do that is we do it ourselves. We do what needs to be done for ourselves.
Amazing call, Trace. Thank you so much for that. David in Kansas. David, we've just got about a minute left or so before we have to go to break. David, what's on your mind?
I was just going to have a little idea. Since we know the debate is going to be a clown show and they're going to do everything they can to censor Trump, so I thought Trump could do something fun and get a person that does sign language that stands next to him. So when they keep cutting him off, he could just lean in and whisper to the person that do sign language and they could just do their thing.
Yeah.
And they can't shut that off. And then it'd be clickbait to drive Democrats crazy.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I don't know if you remember, maybe the crew can find this clip. Didn't the Biden administration get busted a couple of years ago for having a signer that was not actually saying anything in sign language? It was somebody who faked being a sign language expert, and they discovered that this person was just doing nonsense signals. Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I like the idea of a signer. I mean, when push comes to shove, there's no shortcuts to winning this. There's no gimmicks that are going to win these debates or these elections. We have to just fight hard with a lot of intention, with a lot of perception. But I like the creative thinking there, David. All right, guys, we're coming up on a break here in 45 seconds. I am going to get some more calls. I'm going to go to Alan next after the break. So, Alan, please stay on the line. And then John, Tyler, Jay, Leslie, and others. And before we go to break, I want to remind the audience that Survival Shield X2 is back in stock at InfoWars. Nascent iodine is incredibly important for our health. It does power our thyroid, which detoxifies our body from the toxins, chemicals, and preservatives that we consume in our air, water, and food. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Survival Shield X2, which is one of our flagship products. Not only should you get it because thyroid health is imperative and iodine deficiency is a major health problem, but you should get it because it keeps InfoWars on the air in this most pivotal moment in our nation's history. All right, folks, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
We brought in a non-globalist paid actor and did a blind taste test between the mac and cheese from Storable Foods at InfoWarsStore.com and one of America's leading brands. These are the results.
Now go ahead and try the first macaroni and cheese to your right.
It literally smells like nothing.
Mm. What are your first thoughts?
Typical. Takes back to when the babysitter doesn't quite know how to make it like your mom makes it, so it's just not...
Let's move on to the one on your left.
See, this one actually smells like cheese. All right. Do I have any on my fork here? Go buy your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back to the American Journal, folks. I am Chase Geiser, your host this morning. Alex Jones is in the studio and we'll be live in about 13 minutes. Harrison Smith will be hosting the War Room this afternoon as Owen takes the day off. It'll be a big day tomorrow. We're going to be on the air basically from 8 in the morning until midnight, I think. It's going to be a big day covering this debate, but I promised I would go back to your call, so I'm going to do so immediately. First up, I want to speak with Alan in Oregon. Alan, what is on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Chase, Geiser, man. I just want to say, first off, that call from BS, I didn't agree with him at all. But he has his opinions, right?
Sure.
When you started off the show in what you said, you were 100% correct. There's so many things that are happening that people are awakening to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before there's only about 40 to 50% of the people awake. Now we've got like 50-80% going.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there is a difference between there's a we the people, you know, America, and there's a deep state, right? And everybody that's awake and in, because we're in the war right now, you
yes.
know, 2024 is the final battle. It's either live or die, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we all know what's really going on with Pedo Joe, you know, because that's what I call him, right?
Yeah.
And the whole situation, you know, what they said was what makes a great movie, you know, great actors. You know, Trump has said several times in his rallies that he refers to central casting for a reason. And we all know what's really going on with the administration and everything. And what needs to happen is with everybody awake, when we're in the info war, we're all if you even if you got the death jab, you know, you can still save the world in the end. We will prevail.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You brother. Know, God wins in the end.
Amen, Alan. Thank you so much for that call. I appreciate it. John in Minneapolis. John, what's on your mind?
Hi, Chase. Hi. Well, Trump is our lion of truth, okay? He needs to prepare for a flip on the vax. They're going to try to hold him accountable because of warp speed. That's my feeling.
Yeah, but if Biden and comes out against the vaccines, then he concedes that the vaccines are a problem.
Yes. He needs to just, you know, tell the truth. Hey, I had advisors that told me this was what to do and this and that, you know, and they'll still try to hold him for the ultimate accountability. But if he keeps an open mind, he could show, you know, that's the main thing, is to show an open mind so that some of these Democrats can start to see the light. And yeah, and they could trip him up with a couple wars too. But further on, you know, the deep state is in a great fear of retribution, and they will not allow him to be president. That's my fear. And I feel that...
Who do you think he's going to pick as the VP? Because I think that's life or death for him.
Right. I mean, I like Ben Carson a lot. But anyway, besides that, a color revolution, you've heard of those.
Yes.
We need to pick a color, and I think it should be white. No color.
Problem is, white means surrender.
White means we're neutral.
Okay.
We're going to befriend the police and our sheriffs. We're going to befriend Democrats and show them that we don't want to fight with them. They're people too. They have kids and all this kind of stuff. And we're just not going to comply with any more BS. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
We want to talk. We want to have intellectual conversations about issues. We don't want to argue. Okay?
Yes.
But it's going to come down to something that we have to remain peaceful. But at some point, we're all going to start putting a piece of white sheet around our arms so that they can see that all races and all classes of people are against this deep state.
Yes. Well, John, I really appreciate your call, and I agree and I disagree with you. And I can tell just by hearing your voice that you're a good man. So I know that everything that you're saying comes from a place of compassion and empathy and love. And I appreciate that about you. But I don't think that we are still at a place where we can have an intellectual conversation with these people. I don't think that we can negotiate with them. I don't think that we should negotiate with terrorists. And I believe that leftists are terrorists. I believe that the deep state is a terrorist organization. I think these people are so evil that it's beyond having a sit down at the table and just working out our differences. Now, I agree with you that we shouldn't have violence. I'm opposed to violence, but I believe in total political and cultural war. It's time for us, like Breitbart did 10 years ago, to sit down, look in the camera, list all of the crimes against humanity that this state, this political establishment has committed against us, and just respond with one word: war. Political war. Nonviolent, no civil unrest, no falling for their false flag attempts, no terrorist actions, nothing like that. None of that BS, just political and cultural war. I will not concede to these people. I will not negotiate with these people. I will defeat them to the best of my ability as thoroughly as possible so there's no semblance of power among the left. They should be rendered completely politically neutralized, powerless, stripped of their rights, stripped of their influence in every institution of our country, whether it's our education system, whether it's our churches, whether it's our political institutions. I want these people powerless. And as long as we try to concede to them or work with them or negotiate with them or have bipartisan support, which is really just a key term for uniparty, they are always going to have influence and they are going to spread like cancer. They are going to be malicious and malignant in our society forever. So I think that we need to render them completely powerless. They want a one-party state. The leftists want a one-party state. Let's give them a one-party state. Let's give them a populist America with universal political consensus for all that is good in opposition to all that is evil. John, thank you for your call. I love you. Tyler in Maryland. Tyler, what's on your mind? I'm unable to hear you, Tyler, so I'm going to move on. Jay in Ohio. Jay, what is on your mind? Go ahead, Jay.
Hey. Hi. What you just, that last rant that you had there was awesome.
Thank you.
Basically, the BS guy there, you know, and the other guy that was talking on him.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening. I listen to you guys 10 hours a day. I'm a truck driver, and there you go. Mm-hmm. And I use all the products, probably not less than 13 supplements. My favorite, of course, is the Turbo Force.
Oh, yeah,
and
that stuff will light you up like a Christmas tree.
Yes, sir. So we'll put that behind this conversation. Now, the front of the conversation, the bottom line, Alex, I love Alex. And he's a peaceful kind of a guy, and I'm okay with that. And I listen to this other program after I listen to you guys every day. You know, I think it's usually 5 or 6 days a week. It's X22 on the Rumble, and I listen to a bunch of
View?
Other.
Are you talking about the View? I'm just kidding.
No. X22.
Okay.
X22. And it would be nice if maybe you or Owen or Alex or somebody or Harrison would listen to it for a minute.
Okay.
And it's a lot like the QAnon. It's copycat. But the thing about it is everything that the QAnon was the same. But this is even – this guy brings on military guys, and he brings on law enforcement, and he brings on – and he speaks a lot like Alex, you know. But he also – he keeps talking about how – this is all a setup by Trump that was planned, and it's all you need to know. It's all you need to know. And what I'm getting at is the insurrection that was not an insurrection, although it was an insurrection. And in fact, the way that it's best described is the same as Alex and you all describe it is mm-hmm. there was an insurrection because Trump was still the president. And supposedly, according to the X-22, he basically gave the military the reins to take care of business that needs to be taken care of by setting these people all up, by allowing them to make all these flubs that are all seen by the people to the point that people are awake.
Yeah.
And once people are awake...
I'll tell you one thing. Nothing about January 6th, other than the unlawful persecution of January 6th protesters, nothing about January 6th benefited Trump at all, man.
I'm not saying it did, but okay. What I'm getting at is he continues on talking about showing the laptop, how that has been brought into where it can be used against the Bidens,
mm-hmm.
and how Belinsky can be used against the Bidens, and how Seth Rich can be brought in against the Clintons, and how the weapons of mass destruction can be brought in against...
There are a litany of examples of the corruption, and that's why I think we're beyond the reasonable argument, because all of reason points to the just ceaseless corruption of the leftists and the Biden regime. I mean, they have been evil for decades in so many different countless ways. The mainstream media, evil for decades in so many countless ways. The deep state, evil for decades in so many countless ways. If nobody understands that now, then they are beyond salvation in terms of reason. That's why we have to go to war. We have to win politically against these people. And by doing that, one way to do that is by going to InfoWarsStore.com right now, getting any number of these amazing products and keeping us on the air.
When we came out with Nitric Boost 3 years ago, it was a sleeper product. I didn't even promote it. But as listeners began to use it, it has become one of our top-selling products because of the incredible results they get. If you want to give your cardiovascular system a leg up, if you want to go in and help clean out and purify your blood, ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost is the way to go. You've heard Dr. Judy Mikovits talk about how it's an amazing formula. This is what she's recommended to people. Ladies and gentlemen, it does so many great things. Like, but you notice what happens in the morning. If you're a man, I feel like I'm 16 years old again.
When I was 16, I'd already had probably, I hate to brag, so I'm not bragging, it's actually shameful, probably 150 women or more. That's conservative.
Nitric Boost is simply amazing. It's great for women as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. But that is a limited time sale. But right now, it's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your support. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil.
at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.